We give our children a bracha every Friday night. And the boys get the bracha, Yusimcha Elokim Kefraim Uchem Menashe. And we bless our children that they should be like Ephraim and Menashe. There's so many pairs in Tanakh. Why is it that we choose Ephraim and Menashe? Is it simply because it's a great pasuk that we're taking, or is there more to it? So perhaps there are a couple answers. The first answer is an answer I believe I heard from Rabbi Sachs years ago. And that answer is that what's unique about Ephraim and Menashe is that they break the trend of Sefer Bereishis. Throughout our entire story, until now, every time we have two brothers, an older and a younger, the younger seems to be favored. And when the younger one is favored, it doesn't end well for the other brother. There's a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of hatred, even murder at times. It never ends well. What's unique about Ephraim and Menashe is that when Menashe is passed over by Yaakov for Ephraim, what ends up happening is he says, I'm ochel. I'm okay with it. I give it to you. And that's the bracha that we give our children, is that somehow that they should find within themselves to be able to look past petty jealousy and acknowledge that, yeah, sometimes I might be younger but more deserving, and sometimes I might be older and less deserving, and it's okay. And that's one answer. But there's another answer that I saw from Rabbi Rasner that I think is beautiful as well. And it speaks to really what Yaakov Avinu is saying to not only to Yosef, but to all of Klal Yisrael forever. Ephraim and Menashe are the first people in Jewish history that are born outside of the cocoon of a Jewish ghetto, if you will. Abraham comes along, creates his own insular community, and it's going to all be okay because there's a whole chevra and everybody takes care of everybody else, and it's all good. So in that world, there's really not a whole lot of fear that you're going to have someone who's going to be bombarded by the culture around them. And similarly, although it doesn't work quite as well, Yitzhak has the same thing, Yaakov has the same thing. It's Yosef that's thrust into a very, very precarious spiritual home and is told, you got to go figure it out. And it's there that he has Ephraim and Menashe in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu's bracha is that if you could survive, and not only survive, but if you could thrive, if you could do all that in Mitzrayim, Tavo Alecha bracha, it's all going to be good. And so what he's really saying is, he's saying, I hope that Dore Doro, for generations and generations, we could somehow figure out a way that each and every single Jewish family, despite all the hardships that they find themselves surrounded in, they could figure out a way that their children could survive and thrive despite the circumstances that they find themselves in. That is, in fact, quite a bracha. May it be that we have that tzchus as well. Have a great day.